Ladies and gentlemen, notes from your soldier's notebook. Brigadier General Russell B. Reynolds, commanding general of the Sixth Service Command, presents a series of programs for you about your soldiers, at home and abroad, on the ground, in the air, in every general hospital. Here are their innermost thoughts. Today we open our notebook to page 7, titled Vaughan General Hospital. And we find a name, Corporal Buddy Clark, former singing star of screen and radio, who now, in addition to his other duties, sings smiles into the faces of our wounded men now being treated and convalescing at Vaughan. Another important name is Technical Sergeant Fred Binder, about whom we will hear later in the program. And last, but by no means least, the 344th Army Service Forces Band, who open our program with a beautiful arrangement of Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. Corporal Buddy Clark's notebook is packed with tuneful notes. One of his favorites, and I know it's one of yours too, especially when Buddy sings it, is Whispering.
Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. You're whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you. You're whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you.
I'd like to tell you a story today, a thrilling story from my notebook about a modest young man. A young man who wears the Distinguished Service Cross, the Purple Heart, and the Air Medal with 9 oak leaf clusters. And yet, when comment was made on his heroism, he said, "Oh, it was nothing. I just did what thousands of other American soldiers are doing. It was just routine work. Work that has to be done." Technical Sergeant Fred Binder is a native of Sycamore, Illinois, and a veteran of the European campaign, having completed 65 missions over Europe in 14 months. It's about his last mission I'm going to tell you because, well, it's the one he considered his most exciting and the one he'll remember most, as it was during this mission that he was injured. It was on a bright evening last May when their B-26 medium bomber, the Gal, in which Fred was flight engineer, left England headed for the French coast. Their formation flew for about an hour when they reached their target. Everything went smoothly, like clockwork. Not an enemy plane was in sight. As they went in for their target, the peaceful atmosphere suddenly changed. All hell broke loose around them just as they unloaded their bombs. The air was thick with flak. Black puffs of smoke dotting the sky. Fred was in the top turret, his regular post. Suddenly, the ship began to rock. He felt a sharp pain in his left leg, but he stuck to his post. Suddenly, he found himself slipping into the cabin. He discovered the ship had been hit in a number of places. One of the two motors was knocked off, the bombardier was hurt badly, and the pilot had a close call. This pilot always used a pillow for a headrest when on flights. Well, the pillow was shot right from behind his head. But luckily for all of them, he wasn't injured. They were over the target only about 3 or 4 minutes, but it seemed like hours to them. Well, they finally managed to get clear of the flak area and started for home. Their pilot, despite the missing motor and damaged controls, not to mention the broken glass cluttering the cabin, managed to limp the injured Gal back to their home base. There was one tragic note on the return trip, however. Their bombardier succumbed to his injuries. When they finally landed and examined the Gal, they found 87 holes of various sizes punctured through her body. But she was a great ship. As they looked back at her that day, just before they were taken to the hospital, she stood there majestically in the midst of the field, waiting to be patched up and put back into service, just as her flight engineer, Sergeant Fred Binder. Fred has 3 brothers in service. John, a captain in the infantry, Clifford aboard an aircraft carrier, both in the South Pacific, and Harry, an anti-aircraft gunner stationed in Texas, all of whom are plenty proud of Fred, who says, "Oh, there's nothing to be proud of. I was just doing what thousands upon thousands of other American soldiers are doing. It was just routine work. Work that has to be done." And now, Corporal Buddy Clark returns to sing a song especially for Fred. It's Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Soon I'll be going where the south breeze is blowing in Kentucky. Things will be blooming when I roam where there's room in old Kentucky. Kentucky, where the sky is blue and the grass is too, and the sunniest style of welcome and smile is made to order for you. Somebody's waiting to begin celebrating in Kentucky. I'm not denying that my heart will be flying when I get to Kentucky. I'll declare it's heaven with all those wonders in store. Oh, Lord, make me lucky when I get to Kentucky. Let me stay there forevermore. Somebody's waiting to begin celebrating in Kentucky. I'm not denying that my heart will be flying when I get to Kentucky. I'll declare it's heaven with all those wonders in store. Oh, Lord, make me lucky when I get to Kentucky. Let me stay there forevermore in Kentucky.
Our march today, Queen of the Fair. Listening to Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, featuring Corporal Buddy Clark and the 344th Army Service Forces Band. Each week at the same time, the Sixth Service Command and this station will bring you another in this series designed to acquaint you with your soldier and his thoughts. Your announcer is Sergeant Boris Aplon, reminding you that loose talk means lost life. Silence means security.